So we're here at the Edinburgh Fringe, and my opening question, it's not personal, but is there anyone here with a show that doesn't involve a ukulele?
I don't know. As far as I know, there's quite a few that don't involve
the
ukulele.
But it's a popular thing, isn't it?
It's very, very popular. It's in vogue for sure.
Now, I'm joined by... That sounds like an Australian accent to me. Who are you?
I am Joshua Koenig. I'm from Adelaide. Very Australian.
And your show's called...
Big Man, Little Instruments.
Yeah. Now, tell me, what is ukulele about your ukulele show?
Well, it's a ukulele cabaret. Essentially... It's a bit of a dark story. I grew up in a Jehovah's Witness family, and I exited in dramatic fashion about 4 years ago and was subsequently shunned by my family and friends. And I decided over time, over several years, to write stories, storytelling, poetry, and songs about that event. Picked up the ukulele, eventually wrote a cabaret, and so now I've got a 50-minute show that basically mythologizes the characters and events of those years, or those months, I guess, around that event of leaving my religion, and it's very much a story of triumph and starting a new life after a broken, shattered world.
So a real story, which is always great, happened to you, and the opportunity to squeeze in some ukulele songs.
Look, it's like, it's a very personal, intimate tale, and I guess like quite confronting in emotionally at times. And the ukulele is such a great counterpoint to that, because it's such a lighthearted, you can't be sad with a ukulele. So as much as I like will hold tension with the story, I'll release you from the burden with the beautiful little tiny ukulele.
Do you think a ukulele is innocent until someone picks it up and plays it?
Innocent?
Yeah, because I've got this image now on Judgment Day of, I don't want to belittle it, but you get incinerated and then this ukulele drops to the ground.
Look, to me it's like, it's such an accessible and beautiful instrument. It very quickly allows you to pick it up and just jump into telling stories. And for me, it's this thing that it stays out of the way, you know. It's not a show so much about the instrumentation as it is about telling the story.
Yeah.
And the ukulele is great for that, because no one expects you to do amazing things with the ukulele. Whatever you do is just adds some melody, adds some emotion.
Yeah. It also sounds like with a shattering story to bring to the stage, it somehow makes it bearable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's very important. I break up my songs... I alternate my songs between something slightly humorous and something a lot more personal, and that's, I think that's important, because it is a confronting story, but something I needed to tell, and something I think needs to be told more broadly as well.
How did you make the show?
How did I make the show? Like, when I first came out of the church, I was extremely reluctant to tell the story at all, and very slowly I started to open up to close friends about what had happened. And I found that very quickly people were very interested in the story. And so I wrote a couple of songs for my own therapeutic benefit. And then I had some plans to come to the UK long term. And I thought, before I go, I'm going to do a show at Adelaide Fringe, because Adelaide Fringe is like a place I've always wanted to play. And so I forced myself to kind of continue writing about the story and really make a really honed, compact story and show about that whole process. And so I ended up coming up with a lot of good set pieces that really capture the whole story from start to finish of leaving the church and coming to terms with a new reality of life.
And when the songs came, did they follow the writing, or was it all kind of interspersed?
Some of the songs I'd written before I'd come up with the idea of doing the show, and those, I thought I'd written enough material to do a whole show, but it ended up that I wrote maybe 70% new material, and I kind of created this new format where I would play some music and then stop and tell some more story while playing, just kind of strumming, and then kind of seamlessly move back into the playing of the music. So it's kind of like interspersed storytelling, poetry, music, very much songs around those events, but also like telling more about telling the story with a melodic backing track almost.
And bringing that to the public, you know, there is a catharsis there. What is the nature of that to heal and resolve you?
Yeah, like I said, when all this first happened, I was almost unable to talk about it at all. I was married back in the church as well, and when I came out, I didn't want to tell anyone that I was married and divorced in my 20s, that I'd ever been involved in this church, which I was always ashamed of. And once I started opening up, I started to be able to introduce this reality back into my character, into who I was, and come to terms with this is actually a part of me, and like a very big part of me. Like, I can't ignore all this stuff that's happened. And in fact, the show and writing it and performing it has helped me embrace these things and say, these are not only part of who I am, but really valuable parts of who I am. And they've given me so much of a story to tell and so much reason to get up there and tell my story. And I now love doing it. I now love telling my story, where in the beginning I kind of hated talking about it.
And do you tinker with it now when you do different shows? Do you add bits or take away, or is it pretty much printed?
I absolutely tinker with it. Like, I've come up with the stories I'm going to tell, but I very much try to tell them present in the moment. Whatever I'm feeling in the night, whatever details need to be brought out in the moment. Yeah.
You often see people at the Fringe that when they can't locate their mobile phone, go into a panic. If you didn't know where your ukulele was, would you have a similar panic to not knowing where your iPhone was?
Oh, like, it would be the death. Like, I actually lost my luggage, which had my favourite ukulele in it, when I arrived in Edinburgh. I had to wait 3 long days for my ukulele to turn up at my door, and it was painful. Fortunately, I have about 4 or 5 ukuleles. I had a backup one that I was playing in the meantime.
It sounds like a unique and important show to bring to the Fringe. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.